You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis 23, verse 1 to 4. And Sarah was 127 years old, the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kiryat Arba, the same is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a visitor with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, so that I may bury my dead out of my sight. Brethren, you will remember that in Genesis chapter 12, the Lord said to Abraham that he should leave his land to a land that he will show him. It's always a puzzle for me that how did he convince his wife to pack their loads to make such a journey to a place that he can't even tell them where they were going. And you know, that's how the call of God is upon our lives. Many people want you to explain to them what exactly you are doing, but it's difficult to explain the instruction of God to other people. So Abraham took a great risk, laid everything on the altar, and followed God. You would think that for a man like that, with great promises, that God even promised him, I'll make you father of all nations, I'll bless you, I'll increase you, and so on. But as at the time his wife was going to die in that promised land, he does not even have a plot of land to bury his wife. He had to beg for a plot of land to buy, to bury his wife. If it were today, you would have been discouraged. You probably think God didn't call you. You would think God didn't send you. You think you probably did not hear God. Men are going to criticize you. They are going to wonder what exactly is happening with your life. How can you say God called you and you don't even have a plot of land to bury your dead? You are begging for a place. Did God not know that Sarah was going to die? Abraham left everything, yet he couldn't even own a plot of land to bury his dead. He said, I'm a stranger and a visitor among you. I do not have right to any land. God, the land that God led Abraham to, he didn't even have the CFO of that land. He does not have any entitlement to that land as at that time. To the point that there was no place for him to bury his wife Sarah. Eventually, he had to negotiate and paid for a place in Hebron, where he was finally able to bury Sarah. So, brethren, don't be discouraged in following the Lord just because it looks as if things are not working out. Many times, we tend to judge our walk with God from material provisions. Never judge your walk with God from material provisions. The things you should use to judge your walk with God are fruit of the Spirit. Ask yourself, are you growing to become like Christ? Are you knowing Jesus more? Are you worshiping God in spirit and in truth? Are you loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself? Is Jesus being seen in your life on a daily basis? Those are the parameters. Those are the things that matters. Many Christians are frustrated today because their parameter of judging their walk with God is strictly from material possessions. So because they don't have a job, they don't have money, they are struggling materially, they can't secure a visa, all of those material things, because they can't have access to it, they are frustrated and they are wondering whether God is in their life, whether it's really a right decision to follow Jesus. I tell you, the best decision you can make is to follow Jesus. Today, God is the God of Abraham. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.